It's ethos. Well, basically, that would be like our mission statement, and basically, and succinctly put, would be just art and life, life and art. And I think for me, performance art is this. It's more to do with its connection with life. It's not to kind of, you know, there's people making art about art, like, kind of there. So, but it's more to do with kind of in life, like, you know, kind of there. So, and one of the most kind of common kind of things that I would hear people say when they'd see us doing performance monthlies, and you know, they would sort of say, well, after they start saying, oh, did they let them out of the mental hospital one day, like, or something like that. But some people, when they kind of look at it for a while, they say, God, I'd love to be able to do that. And it's nothing sort of extraordinary. It's just like allowing yourself the freedom to do it. And that's really where, for me, that's what I see is like, that's what performance art is about, like, to be free, to be a human being. Like, you know, I think for me, it's like, and it's not about like how well you do something. It's that attitude you carry with you, like, you know, for me. So. I don't know if that's a kind of ethos. I mean, like, you know, well, one of our things is also about connecting with the global thing, like, as well, you know, and you know, it's a very sort of like small field. Every country you go to, like, you sort of see, it's not that very many people there, so it's very interesting making the network, you know, the connecting the network together is very, very important. But I mean, like, the people from Quebec, Leleu, did this before with passports, and so it was very kind of interesting, sort of like, to see their. To see that project, but this project was kind of totally different, because there was how it started. Basically, was there was it was actually, I was just talking about Leleu. I seen kind of performance art in my, between my degree show and my MA show, and I was going, my God, what is that like out there? And I had no idea. And I'd seen, and in a way, I only recognize this now, and that's why I couldn't recognize in other people. God, I'd love to be able to do that. You know, that sort of freedom kind of to do that, but it wasn't. But, you know, I just hadn't got the bottle to do it. And in a way, I've heard it said, like, you can't act an idiot knowingly. Unknowingly, everybody's doing it. But not consciously, you can't. So I'd seen it, and I thought, well, what was this? And so it was, you know, I was painting at the time in the art college, but then I went to do the MA just straight after that. And so I could go in and do installations, right? Okay, that was like no big deal, but I couldn't go in. I did installations for a good while, and then I sort of realized something missing, and go, oh, it's me. Oh no, I can't do that, like, you know. So then, in a sense, that I set around then to kind of, I ended up working with Catalyst, and then so I got to invite some performance artists over again, like, out there, and they made some performances, and it was really kind of interesting. And so I was kind of that idea that I wanted to find out more about performance art. So then I thought, well, by helping to organize it, like, so in a way, then myself and Magusha Butterwick at the time, like, you know, she we met, and we were talking, and it was after we were talking before, and then there was this meeting, like, you know, or sorry, no, this meeting happened first of all with Arthur Tyburn. He came over to Catalyst, and he wanted to get people, because the Polish were good to the Irish, they kind of went, and they set up a lot of kind of like, there was a lot of not so much exchanges, but opened up a lot of doors for Irish artists. Like, they had, you know, festival even called Irish Days was one of them, like, you know, but they had a whole series of kind of things, and a lot of the Irish people went to kind of Poland. And so basically he came over then to Ireland, and he was looking for people then to kind of, you know, to do something reciprocal, but then everybody was too busy. And I mean, I wasn't even at that meeting that day, because I had a lot of Spanish people arriving, like, you know, kind of, and so I took them all down to the pub afterwards. We had something to eat, like, you know, and so then I found out nothing happened. Not that, because everybody was too busy. So then I met Magusha Butterwick sometime later, and we were in an exhibition, like, you know, and she started telling me then more about it in detail, like, you know. And I said to her, I said, okay, do you want to do something about it? She said, yeah, okay. So that's where. And so effectively, we didn't want to set up an organization. We just wanted to do like some kind of exchange thing. So then we went to Catalyst to kind of see, but then they said no, it was going to affect their budget, and then we went to Flax, it was going to affect their, so then we had nothing else to do but to set up an org. So that's how we basically got set up, like, you know, as an organization. That was 2001. Yeah. So
in which kind of activities have you been, you know, doing, like, you know, if you can tell me a bit more, also to the people that maybe don't know about the monthly meetings? Oh, right, yeah. And all.
So yes, it started off then, basically, we started off like just doing sort of like exchanges, you know. Well, it was just we did this, well, myself and my gosh, I actually worked on this Polish project. We had this really, really interesting kind of like idea for a project for Poland, like, you know. But then when the committee then kind of, we got other people involved, you know, like Alistair and Brian, and there was other people involved, and then the whole thing just changed. And we never, and so it wasn't until 2008 that I got the Polish people here, you know, to do to work with Poland, like, you know. And because, yeah, the first project was kind of we did it in St. George's Market. And then we realized that, you know, because we were looking for an outdoor space to put it. But then I was kind of realizing, well, how can you get people, invite people to Ireland and get them to expect to work in an outdoor space and, you know that it's not going to be raining on them? So that's how we ended up in St. George's Market, because it's kind of like a marketplace that's covered in, you know, kind of with a roof, like, you know, so people made performance there. So in the idea then, they gave us the idea, we didn't have to go and look for an audience. The audience was already there. So we just went to the audience, like, you know. So it was a very good way. And then we just started off with exchanges, you know, then doing some exchanges, like, you know. So it didn't kind of, you know, nothing really happened kind of thing until about 2005 when we did this project in Place of Passing. And that was kind of like that was an interesting project, because what we did was we took artists over and then we let them kind of perform in Belfast, like in St. George's Market was the first place. And then we went and we took them off then around a trip around Northern Ireland. You know, so we took them over to Derry, and then we went, took them along the Causeway Coast, and they performed in different places like Giant's Causeway and Dunluce Castle and different places like that. And then we even went over to Rathlin Island, like, you know, and there was performances there. And then we came back into Belfast, and, you know, that was it was an interesting project for them, because, you know, for the artists, because they also got to see more of the country and because they got more time to spend rather than just coming in, do a thing and then shoot, go back out again. So it was interesting to spend time with people as well. So that was like also part of the kind of like the package, I suppose. You know?
And to conclude this question, can you tell me a bit about the Equinox project? So yeah. Also, what's happening in the future?
Okay. So, well, how the Equinox project came about, because then Be Beyond, then one time it had, we had invited Boris Nilsoni over and he had a workshop. And after his workshop, there was a presentation, and it was in the Custom House Square. Mm-hmm. And basically, we were there, you know, making a performance. And I'll tell you another story about that later. But so we made that performance, and then we were trying, you know, myself and Alistair have been trying to get to, you know, influence some people to say, hey, listen, what about, you know, like taking charge of like the getting people to kind of work together, like, you know. And so eventually we waited a whole year, like, out there, and nobody, so we did it ourselves, like, so we just kind of organized. And so that was the first performance monthly meeting, was like because the Saturday, it was the 21st, it was the summer solstice, it was a Saturday, so it was a Saturday the 21st of June 2008. And so we've been doing performance monthlies ever since, every month, right? And sometimes even twice a month, even sometimes, because some people would come over and want to do it again, so, you know, and so we would do that. But, and so in a way, what grew out of that then was this Equinox project. And then because it was the idea of working in public spaces. And so we had this idea then, it started off with just a smaller amount of kind of organizations. Really, it was just to do with the people in Germany, Persia, the people in Bergen, the people in Quebec, the people in Victoria, Canada. They were the main ones that, oh, and there's people in Mexico, but it is now in Brazil, actually. Mm-hmm. So we knew there was people that were kind of, that they were interested in working together. And there was also people like in Los Angeles as well. But so then we put an invitation out to them and said, what about, and then maybe the idea also opened this idea up to other people, to other performers. And so we did. And then that's how the Equinox project got born. So basically all these people then wanted to kind of participate. And so we had like something in the end of the day, there was like 45 locations, 29 countries and 283 artists, like, you know, kind of there performing that day, like, you know. So then, and then we finalized this with a symposium then about art in public space. So we had discussions around that, you know, and we used this idea of open space technology, that idea of a way of discussion rather than having a hierarchical thing where people come over and give papers in front of, it's very, very boring and whatever. So the idea that we had all these people in this room, like about, you know, like 80 odd people, like, and this idea to use, you know, like it was like a massive brain, so everybody had something to say, like, and kind of contribute to it. So, you know, and so we set our own agendas that day. It was around a theme, like, you know, there of being in public space. But they, you know, it all got set up, like, you know, and People were chomping at the bit to actually do a performance. They couldn't wait till the Saturday. Like, so we did one on the Friday night in St. Anne's Square, just around here, just around in front of the, not St. Anne's Square, Rider Square, just in front of the cathedral. And then we did it then in Custom House Square. And so when we did it in Custom House Square, it was the second time we had to use Custom House Square, because the first time was when we did it with the Boris Neilsoni, like out there at the workshop. And so I want to tell you a story about this, because it was very important, I think, in a way. Because when we did it in the first time, there was only about maybe, there was about maybe 10 of us. I can't remember now how many people in total, And we were making a performance. We had started about 30 or 40 minutes. The next thing, this woman come running out. And so somebody directs her to me, and I'm in the middle of the performance. So she comes over to me and she says, "Did you get permission to be here?" And I go, "What? Permission?" I says, "I thought this was a public space." She says, no, this is a kind of Laganside managed space, like out there. So I says, "Okay." I said, "Did those skateboarders get what he called permission, And so she didn't answer the question. So then she kind of came back to me and she said, "Oh, look, Alistair was there," and he was like letting these kind of white insoles fall out of his hand, out there, and they were scattering and blowing. I said, "Look," and she said, look, he's making a mess." I said, "Don't worry, we'll clean it up, we leave it as." But I said to her, I said, there was four big flagpoles, and they had this Laganside flags. I said, "Oh, they your flags." She says, "Oh, yes, there are flags." I says, "Well, we're just doing what it says on your flag. And it says Laganside, making Belfast your own." And I really enjoyed to say that to her. I only noticed it myself then at the time when I was talking to her, I thought. But it was so in a way, when we did it then on the Saturday after the symposium, there was 56 people or 57 people making a performance, It was absolutely massive. We covered the whole space, So we did make Belfast our own. There's a plans, but it hasn't been rubber stamped by the committee yet. But there's a plan, the idea to, because it was actually came out of the symposium, and it was to do a another Equinox Day, and basically, it was to do. But it's not so much about performance art. It was about a day for public action. Right, so we're thinking to do the surrealists wrote to the Pope when they wanted to get Anton Artaud canonized. So we're going to write to the UN to get this idea for a public action day, So, but because we wanted on the equinox, and the equinox always slides, it's never a one day, it's a kind of a sliding day, So it's in the process of to write to all these people, and we also want to get signatures, ink signatures, so they actually, and we have a copy, then we'll send a copy to the UN, but we also want everyone else to have a copy that participated in it. So, each organization or location will have a signed copy of a letter that was sent. So it's to do. Yeah, so it's good, but because when Chumpon Apizuk proposed it, he was saying there's a day of public action, but not just for performance art, it's for anyone. It was for other people as well, there, and to make an action, And it was in a way to promote freedom and democracy, and non-violence and things like that was very part of it. So it kind of has all the ethics of the UN, but the UN only ratify their own so I don't know how they'll sort of accept this. So that's one project, and there's another one so we're going to call that transnational and then there's another one there to do an exchange with Boston, which is the person that proposed it wanted to call it transactions. This was the first one that came in, so then I called it transnational, the other one. So Boston Exchange, Women in Performance Art, because we realised that our membership is 60 or 70, 30 or 66, there's a more female out there in the thing. So it was that idea to do something with Women in Performance Art. And then we've got invitations to go to Germany, to Boondocks Festival in September. And then there's also an invitation to go to Le Leu in Quebec in September 2018, because they're doing a big, huge anthology of performance art again. The last one they did was for 40 years. from 1958 to 1998, and now they're doing from 1998, a publication from 1998 to 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's the last 20 years. So it's like kind of seeing what kind of changes have happened in the performance art field, like, you know.
Yeah.
And Warwick University as well. Warwick University and Queen's University in a project, and they called it time between metaphysics and psychology. But I just called it, because I was using trans as an overarching thing for all, I call it transient time between metaphysics and psychology, like, kind of there. So, and the, like the women in performance art, I call transformers, you know, so everything had transition was the kind of the boondocks thing, because it's a big transition for us, like, you know, just after this kind of symposium thing, and the idea to be invited as a group, like that's not being, you know, it's been few and far between, but you can see it's kind of important, like, you know.